He's got a grasp of the obvious.
Hey, we tried, okay?
He's obvious man.
That's what satellite radio begins.
He'll ask stupid questions and piss you off. He's obvious man. He's obvious man.
Be better than Opie and Anthony.
He's obvious man. He's obvious man. He's obvious man. He's obvious man. He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man.
Well, look who's here. It's obvious, man. In the Super Bowl.
You guys are sons of bitches.
Why?
I'll tell you that right now.
Why?
Move this along.
It's been a week.
Well, we couldn't get to you.
I had to fly to Detroit.
Snake.
Fly back here. You know I don't live here. I'm an Orange County guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey. The OC.
And now here I am on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're just passing through anyway, aren't you?
No, the wife and kids are pissed. You know how that is. Snot-nosed kids, bitchy wife. God. Yelling at me, when are they going to get to you? When are they going to get to you?
Well,
Snake.
We finally got to you.
Boy, did you ever.
Now get to it.
I'm not so sure that...
Shut up!
I'm not so sure it just might have been better if we'd just come on and say, you know, this is left over from the Super Bowl. Here's obvious man.
No, probably not.
What do you think, Danny?
I just want to hear the bit.
I don't like him.
Oh, God, I love Elizabeth Barton.
I don't like him at all.
Who, Danny?
Yeah.
Well, nobody else does either.
It's okay. I mean, you're just passing through. You don't have to deal with him. How would you like to be us? We have to deal with him all the time.
He's a jerk, mean guy.
Yeah, he is. He is. Everybody hates him.
Coral.
Well, anyway.
We have a new nickname for him, too.
What's that?
Bare Minimum Danny.
Well, that fits. You slacker. Drunk. Well, I went to media day.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Boy, cool. That was a week ago this past Tuesday.
I know. Bastards.
We're not very good with time management.
No, you're really not.
Well, what do you have from media day?
Well,
Snake.
I talked to Kendall Simmons.
Who's he?
Simons. He's a fourth-year right guard from Auburn.
Who's he play for?
The Steelers.
Oh, that's a big black man.
Boy, he is a huge
Did he know
guy.
At the time that they were going to win?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
That's going to be kind of funny because the game was a week ago.
And normally, obvious man is very easy to do because it's just me and an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at Super Bowl Media Day, when it's you and a guy that actually plays, then there's about 40 other people surrounding you. So it was very tense trying to ask my fourth grade obvious questions to this guy and try to pull it off. So,
because your aim is to just ask stupid questions and piss you off, right?
Right. They're the obvious questions.
All right.
So here is Media Day with Kendall Simmons.
Well, that is some wasted time just then.
All right. Is this a big week for most of y'all?
Yeah, it is. It is. You kind of just, you look at the situation that we're in and you try to enjoy it, you know. That is one of them things where you take it all in stride and enjoy the media and your family coming up and just Coach Cowell said, and Russ and some of the people who've been in it, go to enjoy it, but don't overexert yourself, you know. Just kind of try to save something for Sunday.
And if you had to pick one team you had to beat this week, who would it be?
One team we had to beat?
What? I don't think he understood the question.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think a lot of guys
probably
would say
that. Wow. Wow.
Just because I think that's probably become one of the biggest rivals for us.
Wow.
You know, honestly, to me, it doesn't even matter.
How big a part does football play in your income? Like how much is that most of your income? Is that where it comes from?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you got a lot of guys. You get the other light outside endorsement stuff and everything. But you kind of have to. We live for 17 weeks, really, and a lot of people don't realize that. You think you get paid all year long, but it's 17 weeks, and you kind of have to live off
it
for the rest of the year until football season come back around again.
If you could win one game this week, which one would it be?
Win one game this week?
Attention media, there are 15
This game we in.
Super Bowl problems?
Oh.
Yeah. How much you worry about the weather playing a factor in this game?
The weather?
I mean, it can get nasty here in Detroit.
We inside, so that's one thing that's fortunate
on
the inside. And everybody, I think everybody could care if it's a blizzard outside. As long as they're in here and somewhere near the game, that's going to be a good part.
If you don't win this game, could you possibly lose it?
What do you mean by lose it?
The hell does that mean?
If you don't win, could you possibly lose?
Yeah, I guess if that's the way you want to look at it. I mean, somebody got to lose, so
How tough will practice be on Monday if you lose?
We won't be in the practice on Monday. Everybody's probably going to pitch camp and go home to where they respect the places. So.
Oh, no.
Finish the sentence. If losing is bad, then winning is?
Very, very good.
Okay. Do the coaches prepare you for a game like this, or do they just leave you alone?
The coaches that's been in it, they try to prepare you the best way they can. And Wednesday when we start, that's going to be one of the things where you kind of have to use the same effort you give them all year. So.
And talk about the wind and the kicking game and how it's going to be a factor. It's windy in Detroit.
We inside. So it won't be a factor.
God.
So I think Jeff's going to have a good day, I hope.
Thank you very much for your time.
All right, man.
Oh, God, the poor guy fought through everything.
Oh, did he ever.
Man. Well, we inside.
What a nice guy he sounded like.
Yeah. I know.
God. I thought those were great questions.
I did, too.
Obvious, man.
Thank you.
I think
you
did
a terrific
again.
Job there.
If losing is bad, then winning is.
I'm back on board
very,
with
very
you.
Good.
Yeah, if you don't win this game, could you possibly lose it?
And how bad will practice be on
Snake.
Oh, God. I love Obvious Man.
Well, it's good seeing you.
I love
again.
Our new laugh we just got.